Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. In the business news today, it's the second anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. Activists are marching through Lower Manhattan and congregating at their former encampment. However, only about 100 people turned out, a far cry from the thousands who took part in the original occupation. And now, a story we came across here in Boston. It's about a Dunkin' Donuts restaurant that moved its location just a couple hundred yards and increased its business by a whopping 50%. We wondered how that's possible. So for some answers, let's turn to Simon Thompson, Director of Commercial Solutions for Esri, a company that supplies location data to stores. And Simon, is it unusual for a store to boost its sales so much by making such a small move?
Well, I think it's actually happening with a lot of different businesses. Yeah, we work with Starbucks and actually thousands of different retailers, and they're all seeing similar gains. You know, being in the right place, as you describe, opposite the competition sometimes because of the traffic flows, the demographics, where people are going to work or coming home from the office or going to dine, makes a huge difference in the economic performance of some of those businesses.
So your company, Esri, does digital mapping and location analytics. So when you're doing those analytics, what kind of data are you gathering?
We've got thousands of variables. Some of it comes from places like the census, others is information that Esri models and captures from many different sources. So it's things like our shopping habits. You know, what do we spend money on? Why do we want to do it? How much are we willing to spend to do those different things? Obviously, things like age and income and house value, but also things like your political persuasion, your likelihood to own a pet or lease a luxury car.
Well, Simon, I have to ask you, though, because in my neighborhood, about a couple blocks from where I live, there are two CVS pharmacies and one Walgreens pharmacy all within a half block of each other. We've got three pharmacies, whereas what I really want is a great local coffee shop, which isn't there.
Yeah, send them all to talk to us because, I mean, I think that's one of the interesting aspects of changing dynamics and some of the financial issues that these types of businesses suffer. They're locked into long-term relationships. So some of those stores we see around the place are zombie stores. They're there without good customers. They're there without high levels of revenue, but they need to be there.
What about smaller businesses or even independently owned ones? I mean, does this put them at a disadvantage in terms of not having access to the same analytics that you're able to provide?
Well, that's where the web's completely changed this marketplace. You know, 10 years ago, you'd have to have the software, you'd have to have an expert. But now, anybody can do it. I can go to the web, log in for a couple of $1,000 a year. I can get access to all of that information for the U.S., for Canada, nearly 100 countries worldwide.
Are there any variables or factors about a neighborhood or a location that you wish you could measure right now but can't?
I think one of the biggest ones that everybody's looking at is to get instant data on what people are doing with social media and getting it into real depth with social media. The idea of a tweet and a share and a like and something off Instagram, I mean, that's really showing who is there. You know, getting more information about those consumers is really what most people are looking for.
Well, Simon Thompson is Director of Commercial Solutions for Esri. It's a company that provides digital mapping technology and location analytics. Simon, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.